Hold on. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday's Coffee Tea with me. Today, we were expecting the folks from Natural Immunogenics. Now, considering I talked to all of them just a few days ago, I can only hope that they didn't have an unpredictable hurricane. And so we're sitting here patiently waiting, and now we're going to answer some questions from around the floor so we have some information to share, or while we wait. Go ahead, Funny Sunny.
No, I was just going to ask you to repeat. You started talking about something in Hawaii, and I don't know what you're talking about.
A new germ warfare, dear. You'll hear all about it once Peter reads it and says, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Because it'll scare the hell out of you. It'll scare the hell out of me. But this guy's in Hawaii, and that'll be the third time I had a person in Hawaii. And the first one from Hawaii told me stories that were unbelievable about laying in bed with 1,000 black bugs. And then the second person, she's all better, by the way, Daya. She's the sister of a girl that I used to model with in New York when we were growing up. And so I helped her. And now she's better. But then the second one who came along, according to Daya, she just left the islands. And now this new guy shows up, and he's telling me about this scientific building, and they're making mosquitoes designed to carry bio-warfare. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
So I want Peter to get a hold of it, give it some thought, and tell me what he thinks, and then we'll decide if we're going to scare you to death. It's not funny, but it's the same thing I've been claiming for 20 years. Okay? Governments are nuts making these things.
Yep.
So, that's what it was all about. Now, does anybody have a question? All right. Let's get the weather report from around the country. Okay. Donna G., what's the weather like where you are?
So, let me see. Today it's supposed to be, I believe, in the 60s, like 62 and sunny today.
Okay, open the windows, dear. Take a look. All right, 770, Funny Sunny, what do you got over there? In,
It's sunny. It's still pretty humid, but the temperature is going down, thank God. Praise the Lord. So it's more comfortable than it has been, but it still needs to get down further.
Okay. Pete, what's going on where you are?
Oh, we got some rain last night on and off, and this morning the sun is actually breaking through. I imagine it's probably in the low 70s right now, high 60s. So hopefully it'll be a pretty nice day. Absolutely.
Okay, well, here in Loveland, Colorado, at this moment, it's 45 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky. And because we're getting frost every night, last night it went down to 31, okay? Now it's 45, but listen to this. Because of the sun and no clouds, it feels like 57. That's why I tell you guys, when it's 65 and over here, we can get a really nice tan without burning. Now the high today is 61, and it appears we'll have no clouds. But next Wednesday, baby, here comes the first big snowstorm at my level, 6,000 feet. 33 and 26, those are going to be Wednesday's big numbers. So, I'm stocking up again tomorrow with food. Yes?
I'm just curious, do you have central air in your unit, and how much your heat runs at night when it gets down into the 30s like that?
Well, it's amazing. Okay, I know this is going to sound really weird. They have wind, solar, and some kind of natural gas. They're not using oil. My electric bills for my first 3 months in this apartment average more than less than half of any place I ever lived. I also have a fireplace that I purchased, okay, as part of a cabinet that throws heat. And so I can be sitting in the recliner watching a movie or a hockey game and only have the fireplace on, and I'm fine. Now at night, fireplace is off, and I set the heat at 74, and yeah, it sometimes kicks on because this was building was built in a big hurry, all these apartments in the complex, and the walls are kind of thin, and it gets cold when it gets cold. So, but so far, so good. I mean, really, to think that I'm paying less than half than I ever paid, I mean, going all the way back to Reno, Nevada, okay, Tennessee, Houston, here, and it's cheaper. Man, I'm loving it. Anyhow, that's the story. Now, it doesn't appear that our guest showed up. Now, I'm not sure why, other than he didn't get the time straight. There was a problem in the family, something. I don't know. But we're going to go around the room, and we're going to allow you all to ask one question. And then, hey, we're going to call it a day. I'm sorry. It's nothing I can do. All right. So, once again, Donna G., I mean, you always have questions.
I do?
Yes, ma'am, you do. That's why you get called early in the morning, because you could take me all the way to my lunch break.
All right. That's what you're talking. What are you talking about?
No, I got a big mouth. I already know that, but honey, you're good, okay? You really do not hold back, and that's really good. Because if you don't hold back and I get more information, it's easier to help you.
Right.
It's not a retort. It's just the reality. You like to talk like I like to talk. It's just the reality.
Right.
Did you buy the rolling pin yet?
I already have a rolling pin. I just haven't used it yet.
It's even handy.
Hey, Peter. This question's for Peter. Do you have a muted?
Do I have a muted?
No, he's not muted.
All right. So since I know he had the hair issue as well, and I read when you had your post and you said it took like 6 months to clear up. I mean, mm-hmm. And everybody's different. I know that. But is there a time when you feel like you're feeling a relief at all? I mean, does that come within a few months or?
Well, I can tell you, good morning, by the way, Donna, glad you're here. I can tell you that I would comb my hair out from the back of the neck forward over my forehead into the sink to see what was coming out. I can tell you I had, they're called artifacts or particulates, everything imaginable, you know, the black spores that we see, black, like lightning-like hairs. I had red and blue fibers coming out. I had what looked like green type of like leaf-like materials, just on and on. So what I would do, you read my post, I'm sure, is I would start with the tea tree oil and open it up. That's an astringent to disinfect and open the pores up. Then I would hit it with sulfur soap to dry it out and strip everything else out. And then I would hit it with clean green and leave the clean green in as a conditioner overnight. But the last thing I would do was after I put the clean green in, I would comb my hair out after the two steps prior to that, to see what types of particulate I was still shedding. Over time, I started to shed less types of particulates, and then sooner or later it was less and less. And then every now and then, to this day, I'll do that. I might get a couple black hairs come out, and maybe a little, it looks like a little shiny thing. I can't really tell what it is. But other than that, you know, the reason I knew I was through the worst was when I would comb it out like that and I didn't see any more particulates in the bottom of the sink.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been there, so I can vouch for that. I don't have too much of that going on anymore.
That's good.
I just noticed like hairs, you know, now that fall out or little black specks, but, I was just wondering, did you feel like there was like a band across the back of your neck, like you feel, or back of your head, like there's a tightening, like a band?
I would feel that from time to time. Thankfully, I don't have that anymore. And again, I kept my hair fairly short during my recovery with this. So, you know, I used to keep my hair a lot longer than I did then. It's longer again now, of course, because I'm through the worst of it. But we're through it completely, actually. So, you know, hair length is important as well. I try to tell, and Mel does too, I think, Mel, you try to tell people, for the women to keep their hair as short as possible. That was comfortable to be with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got a little bit of that in the back of my head. And around the crown, it's called the galea. It's like a helmet that protects the head. It's very dense and fibrous. So the last part came out like a horseshoe around the back of my head. That was where the last of the particulates came out as well. But sooner or later, they'll stop. And then you'll just, then I, you know, I just used a regular Kathy shampoo or a regular type of tea tree shampoo now and still use the Clean Green as my conditioner. That's my normal habits to this day. Okay?
So let me interject here and say that she's always looking for a time frame. And I keep telling her, they're really. And I told her, Pete, unfortunately, there really is no time frame because of how different we all are. Now, I believe our guest has joined us. Is that you, Seth?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning and welcome. We've been kind of throwing some things out and discussing things while we waited, and we're glad you finally joined us. And why don't we start off with what's new with you guys at Natural Immunogenics?
Well, we keep serving humanity because that's all we do. It's what we do best. We just introduced Sovereign Copper Professional on October 1st, which is 30 part per million for the practitioner community to get a real punch out of the copper. You'll find it on Amazon in probably immediately. Like everything else we do in the copper realm, it's going to be a tablespoon dose, switched around the mouth for 30 seconds and swallowed, repeat it as often as you want to. It's a terrific promotion for your red blood cells. Copper is red, silver is white. Remember that? And there is...
Yes, I think I remember that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of crossover where even though copper is specific to red blood cells, it's going to also have some benefit for white blood cells. And the same with silver having mostly benefit for white blood cells, it will also have some tandem benefits for the red blood cells. So just fabulous, fabulous add-on to the already extraordinary line of product that we offer. We will be moving everything in the gel to HDPE tubes, high-density propylene ethylene, which is the only plastic we can use that is non-reactive. It'll eliminate breakages in transit. It'll reduce our weight for shipping and improve because we've had a lot of breakage over the years in glass. So that would nix a lot of that. It would just be a very helpful thing moving forward. The skincare gel for anyone who's used it is truly a unique product with no peer in the world for scrapes, cuts, burns, abrasions, acne, sunburn, insect bites, herpes, MRSA, molluscum contagiosum, cystic acne, you name it, eczema. Am I missing anything? Leprosy? I think that would pretty much...
We're talking about the silver gel now, right? Silver
gel. Sir. Yes, sir. The silver gel. Yep.
Are you going to come up with a copper gel? That's my question.
You know, I'm sure at some point we will. I can't tell you. We haven't. That's not been a part of my conversations yet, but it certainly should because copper is great for skin, as we all know. The first beneficiaries to the end user using our copper product are improvements to hair, skin, and nails because of the body's production of fibrin, elastin, and collagen, which are all copper dependent. Interesting side note, copper deficiency leads to accelerated aging. And here's your little news flash for the weekend. Humanity's consumption of copper over the last 90 years, Mellon family, is down more than 90% daily. Our daily consumption of copper has been reduced 90%. I can assure you, those aren't numbers that happen by accident. That's a very deliberate 9 for 9, right? 90 for 90.
Well, let me say this, okay? Because I can interject something that, you know, is relevant. When I was in Tennessee and got very ill because the lady rented a house that was built on a toxic disease dump, went to Houston, where I was in a 14-year-old apartment that had mold. I developed mold sore right under my eyes. Not very pleasant, okay? Mm-hmm. And for a long time, not exactly sure what to do. So I started the original treatment, okay, with coconut oil, okay,
uh-huh.
because coconut oil is quite amazing in itself.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It slowly got better, but it wasn't quick enough, as all of you can attest to. It's never quick enough. So I decided to cut out these little tiny pads, of course, and put them into the cap of the copper bottle and let it soak it up. Then I would now put on the coconut oil, apply with my finger on the sore, and then put the pad on and then put a Band-Aid over it. Well, it's like less than a month, and this thing's almost gone now. So the copper is phenomenal when it comes to anything fungal, in my opinion.
Yep, absolutely. It's the most antifungal substance on the planet. So we're going to find a lot more of that performance out of the 30 ppm, I believe. But again, it's new to the market, so it remains to be seen. As with anything, when
just
we launch something
new... Just make me my gel, buddy. Make me my gel. Please.
Oh, I'm going to take that back to the team. You know I'm going to take it back to the team.
Good. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm going to take it back to the team. You know I'm going to take it back to the team.
Oh, no, I know you will, because I mean, you already have a testimony and a guinea pig. You know, I'll try anything that I think has a real possibility of helping but not hurting me.
Mel, would you do me a favor?
This was a good...
please? Can you email us your testimonial as to what you've done with the gel so far, just so I have more things that I can speak to from your own personal experience?
Sure, I'd be glad to, buddy. I'll make a post on my website about, you know, using it in this respect and then asking your company to consider making the gel for anyone. Because I imagine if you apply it onto something that's not as hard to eradicate as fungus, it might even work better.
Exactly. Very much
okay,
so.
But I don't think people are going to take the time to make their own composite, you know. But me, you know, even though I'm an old man, I still have an ego. I don't want no fungal sore underneath my arch.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. The fungus among us, it gets really old really quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. All right. I don't need people saying, "Mel, what's that?" That's horrible, you know.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, it's getting better, and it's getting better quicker than it had. And I have to think that it really has something to combination, you know. The gel itself is really not a gel. It's just like a carrier to help
right,
hold
correct.
Everything in place. And so when they put that...
It's a very astute comment. It actually keeps the gel wet, keeps the silver wet. In its moist
correct.
State, it's fully therapeutic. As it dries, it becomes less and less therapeutic. So the
oh,
gel
absolutely.
Maintains that moisture, and keeping the gel wet when applied and reapplying generously and going over it once with a freshly washed fingertip just to leave a film, you know, a visible film, it's massively effective.
No kidding, sir. Anyway.
I just love to remind you who doesn't know, because people just by nature, Mel, you understand human nature. They've done something for so long, they applied Neosporin for so long, and they just applied it, rubbed it in, and covered it, right? So, again, just that constant reminder of please don't rub it or pat it dry is something that we'll always say, because when you do use our stuff properly, you get amazing results. And if you don't, the results are a lot diminished.
Right, and then people think it didn't work, but they don't understand how to utilize it.
Exactly. It's like I had doctors walk up to me for 20 years, they slug a communion cup of whatever silver, right? Either the sovereign or the argentine that we're promoting. In one breath, they plug it, and then the next, they're like, why doesn't your stuff work? Well, you just swallowed it straight to the stomach, so you definitely have a sterilized tummy. But as far as systemic absorption, you're not getting any because it's being absorbed by your stomach lining. That's not systemic. That's very localized. So again, the importance of holding the dose in the mouth. I hope you're doing that, too, with the copper, so you're doing it topically and orally. Never negate oral for systemics.
Well, I can only say that I'm happy that I put it together. I'm happy that I can share that with you. And I'm actually sharing it with everyone from the community because, you know, I don't talk about anything negative, so I didn't tell anybody You know, other than maybe John and maybe Peter. I don't even know if I told Peter. Okay? But hey, it's getting better, and for me that's great. I can't wait to get all better and take another new picture with my new suntan. All right. So, we have some new people. Let me check out who they are, and then we'll continue, Seth. Good morning, 575. Now,
yes, ma'am.
Can I ask who that is? Is that Mary?
No. Oh.
No. Okay, 575. Who is that, please?
Oh, that's Mary.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, welcome. And 845, is that you, Norma?
Yes, it's me.
Welcome, honey. Okay, so, Seth, do you want to tell us anything else? Why? Where are you today? You're doing a show while you're doing the call.
No, I'm home. Oh, my God. I'm actually at Home Depot buying posts and fencing, because we lost a lot of fence. And good fences make
sense. Okay. So it's like highly trafficked because of the holidays, let's say.
Well, no, we're high traffic here because we're all post-hurricanes. So Home Depot is going to be quite the place today.
Oh, boy, I hear that.
Yeah,
all right.
I lost a lot of privacy fence.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you want us to go around? Shall we go around the room and ask people if they have any questions for you, sir?
You're welcome. Absolutely. Please.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm happy to take questions. Everyone here is pretty familiar with everything we offer, I think, for the most part, other than the new Sovereign Copper Pro, which they will quickly become familiar with.
All right. Good morning again, Donna G. Do you have a question for Mr. Quinto?
So is he saying the Copper Pro, is that available to only practitioners, or will it be available to us as well? I know you said it's on Amazon, so I'm assuming it's available to us.
It is practitioner, but you can get it on Amazon. As far as it being available to your community, I'm going to consult within, and we will advise.
Okay. I normally just order it from your site, so.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that yet, but I do know Amazon for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Okay. Sunny, good morning again. Do you have any questions for Mr. Quinto?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. Peter, never a doubt in my mind you'll have a question. Come on in, buddy.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Seth. Thanks for being here, brother.
Of course. Good morning, Peter. Thank you, brother.
The only question I have, Mel, is did you say you're in the hurricane zone? And
We got blasted. Yeah, we got blasted by Milton. So that was weather warfare. Everything to stop an election. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop it. We don't quit.
Where are you, Seth, exactly?
Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, in Florida. Okay, you bet. Well, our prayers go out to you, brother. Thanks for being here today, and glad you made
God
it through.
Thank you so much. I stayed home for it. My house is half a block from the bay, and all I did was pray, please keep the roof. Please keep the roof, and I kept the roof.
Bless your heart. That's good news. Glad to hear it.
Absolutely. That was amazing.
You know, Seth, not to do one better, buddy, but as a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old, I don't know if it was 51 or 52, Papa's still in the Navy, okay? And we were in one of those, like, offices, quarters, like, half a can house.
Uh-huh.
And we had a hurricane, and we had to go down into the cellar, and it had this really heavy door and thick glass with wires through it. We lost everything in the kitchen because the roof did blow off, and the poor dog jumped in the oven, and we lost our first dog. So I've been there, done that, and you ain't kidding. You're lucky, okay?
Yeah. Blessed. We're blessed. Yeah. It's beyond lucky.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
You know, it's funny. People are like, aren't you worried? Aren't you worried? Just understand, Florida is built for hurricanes. Like any place with seismic activity is built to sway, right? With seismic activity. So... My AC pad is rated to 150 mile an hour winds, which is quite extraordinary. I think we had probably had gusts in my backyard. 120 maybe? Big. And again, the blessing was we kept the roof. What a thing. So
is that the wind? Was that the wind?
The wind. The wind was insane.
No, I heard. Okay.
Well, yeah, we had massive wind. But my neighbor
was there once.
Yeah.
Once was enough.
Yeah. Well, look, you choose where you're going to live, right? I love living in Florida. I don't think there's a better place in the country to live. I'm convinced of that, especially in light of the last 4 years. We never lost our freedoms here. And, you know, you can choose what you want. You're going to believe the narrative, and you're going to run off and do the things that the man tells you to do. I'm a very different cat. I make my own decisions. I don't live in fear. I think fear is a huge tool for control, and it's borrowed straight from the communist playbook, governed by fear. I ain't afraid of anyone. So,
okay, well, I feel exactly the same way, buddy.
Right.
You know, and someone the other day said, I need to be in control. I said, well, you can be in control of anything you want, but you can't be in control of me, son. Okay?
Exactly.
You're too young and too dumb. Anyway,
amen to that.
Let's keep these questions because Lori always has wonderful questions. Come in, Lori.
I don't know about that. I thank Seth for joining us today. I'm so glad you have your roof, and I have people down there that were hit. But I did want to ask you again, can you go over that list that you just mentioned about just like a variety of things that the copper heals? Because I know I have low blood platelets, and I can't seem to get them up. And I'm on the silver, I'm on the copper.
I'd recommend getting the, what do you call it? I'd recommend getting the book Cure Your Fatigue and More. Haven't we promoted that, Mel?
Sure. Not really.
It's the Bible on
copper. I have that book,
on Amazon.
Know.
Cure Your Fatigue and More by Morley Robbins, who's the author of The Root Cause Protocol. I'm sure a lot of you folks have heard of The Root Cause Protocol.
No, I've never heard
of it. Okay, RCP. Root Cause Protocol. Morley Robbins. So study that. Get the book. The book will cost you, I don't know, $15 as a guess.
Yeah, I think it's $16.
It is such a Bible on copper and how we all need copper and to use it. We need it. We get rid of 150 micrograms of copper every single day, which amounts to a tablespoon of sovereign copper at 10 ppm. That's what we naturally eliminate every day. We're born with 70 to 80 milligrams of copper, so it's a funny thing. It's not like silver at all. Lots of cross-reactivity with the silver and cross-benefit, but we don't excrete silver. We do excrete copper. We don't excrete the milligram of silver we were given, excuse me. Our silver, you completely excrete. There is no buildup. Our copper, you completely excrete. There is no bioaccumulation or buildup, right? So don't be afraid to use it. Use it like a homeopathic. Use it throughout the day. You'll see immediate benefits immediately to your hair, skin, and nails are the first beneficiaries of copper because copper aids massively in the body's production of fibrin, elastin, and collagen, all of the stuff that makes us connective, right, all of our connective tissue. It needs copper, and again, our copper intake is severely diminished. So increasing the copper intake, watching your diet, only flossing the teeth you want to keep, living a healthy lifestyle, drinking really good water, no fluoride.
Whoa, back up there, sir. What was that? Only floss the teeth you want to keep?
Yeah, only floss the teeth you want to keep.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you say that.
If you don't care about your teeth, don't floss them. You're sure to lose them.
Oh, no, I care about them, but I mean, I'm not selectively flossing, buddy. The girl get the...
Exactly. That's why, again, it's worth mentioning. I didn't grow up flossing my teeth. We didn't have floss in the house. It wasn't something that was discussed. So I ended up having a lot of dental problems throughout my life until I discovered all this and changed all my habits. You know, it takes 30 days to make a habit, 31 days.
31 days. Okay. Anyway, let's continue with these questions. They're really wonderful. So, Mary, Laura, do you have any other questions?
Can you repeat the name of the book? I got the Morley Robinson and the Root Cause Protocol.
Cure Your Fatigue and More. Cure Robbins. If you just do a search on Amazon, Cure Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Okay.
R-O-B-B-I-N-S, of course. Cure or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y. Cure Morley. Okay.
And I did want to share with you that I found that I did have a post put in, and I found a natural dentist, and she was great. She used everything natural, including olive oil around it instead of an antibiotic, and I mean she was just great. So I've got her two of them I'm working with, and they're going to fix my teeth.
Who's your dentist?
My dentist, Russo.
Your biological.
He knew right when I walked in, and I told him that he's a natural dentist. I told him I had Lyme disease. He knew all about it. He said, it attacks your teeth, the Lyme deposit, and it does attack your teeth.
So you have Lyme?
Lyme disease, yeah.
Okay. Are you taking ivermectin daily?
I have that natural one that we were told about, and I have not taken that yet.
I take 12 milligrams of ivermectin twice a day, one hydroxychloroquine, one fenbendazole, copper, silver, and all the supplements I take. And my Lyme is going less and less and less.
Wow. Are you getting those online, or where are you getting those pharmaceuticals from? Because
TWC, the wellness company. Look them up. That's Peter McCullough's company.
Okay.
They sell the kit that has the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, and then if you can find someone who gets you fenbendazole, great. It's a cheaper version of benbendazole, which is super expensive and does very much the same stuff.
Right.
Anti-parasitic, antifungal, anti-cancer.
Yeah, you can get that at the Horse and Saddleroid. Just don't tell them like I did when they asked me, what do you want with these things? How many horses do you have? And I said, I have no horses. And boy, did they look at me. And this is back in 2005 or 6, Seth, when I was taking the equivalent of prescription stuff, but in the form of horse medicine, because
right,
it was a lot cheaper and it was easy to utilize that way. But it didn't actually put all those things together with ivermectin until after COVID.
The COVID, you see.
Yeah. So it's interesting, okay?
Yep.
But, hey, glad that you're here. Let's keep going. We got more. Let's see. I think, Mary, did you go yet? Get you a chance?
No, not yet. I'm still listening. I don't have any yet. I'm interested in that silver stuff, the silver gel.
I like the silver gel, but boy, I'm waiting for them to make copper gel. Got a one-track mind now. Sorry, Seth. All right, we'll move on and come back. Norma.
Yes.
Any questions?
Well, I came on late. It seemed like I heard something about Copper Pro.
Yes, 30 parts per million copper. We introduced that October 1st. And 2 ounce, 4 ounce, and 8 ounce to start with.
Is that the replacement of Sovereign Copper?
No, it is the professional formulation. Sovereign Copper Professional. Sovereign Copper is a standalone. It's the consumer brand at 10 parts per million. But you guys know our stuff. 10 parts per million is super powerful. The 30 is going to be even more powerful.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, and last but not least, and I'm not sure, 530, is that no talkie, or what is your first name? No, we have someone who never talks, but they come every week, Seth, and it's okay. We just
Absolutely.
Hope they get the information. And we keep thinking one day they'll feel, we hope one day they'll feel comfortable, and even if they make up their name. I mean, they could tell us they're Alex Ovechkin, the hockey player, and I believe them.
Right.
All right. I think we're done with round one. Let's go around. Say what?
I said they're warrior class.
Warrior class, that's correct. Oh, you know who Alex Ovechkin is, do you? All right.
No.
So, Donna G., any more questions?
Yeah, I just wanted to know how I know you're taking, Seth, you're taking, you said the wellness company's kit. Do you take that all the time, or?
I take it all the time.
Is it just as a preventative?
I have underlying Lyme, but I'm diminishing it massively. So the ivermectin is key to that. The hydroxychloroquine is key to that. The fenbendazole, the copper, the silver.
Okay.
Very effective as what we need.
All right.
And you said you take one a day?
No, I do 2 a day of the ivermectin, 1 a day of hydroxychloroquine, and 1 fenbendazole.
Thank you.
I just can't afford. I can't afford to be sick. I'm in front of clinicians all the time. I have to be healthy. I have to look the part. And I travel.
Thank you.
All the time he travels, kids. All the time this guy's on a plane. All right, let's keep on going, Sunny. You got any more questions?
Did you say Sunny?
Yes, Sunny.
I understand. No, I'm listening well.
Okay. Peter, do you want to say anything, or do you want to wait until the end?
No, I'm good. I'm just listening now, right now.
Okay. All right. Lori, any other questions?
Robert Scott Bell told us of that natural ivermectin, and so I bought a bunch of that, and I'm just wondering if that would work, if you know anything about it.
I don't, but if it came from Dr. Bell, it'd be perfect.
Okay.
All he's ever done is steer me right, so no, I wouldn't overstep anything he said. I would actually make myself more subject to him than anything else.
Okay. And then the copper, the 30... Do you take the same amount of that one, like a tablespoon?
Yes, same amount. Tablespoon is the dose. Yes, guys, understand too. The 900 microgram, the 900 microgram daily reference dose for copper. It bears talking about. Do you know who came up with that?
No.
A jurist, which means a judge, not a clinician, not a dietitian, not a medical practitioner, a judge. And the purpose of that was to ascertain that American prisoners were getting enough copper in their diet. Isn't that laughable? So that's the 900 micrograms a day, which amounts to 6 tablespoons of sovereign copper, 10 ppm daily, at 150 micrograms a tablespoon.
All right. Mary, do you have any other questions?
Yeah.
Excuse me, let me just recorrect. That was 900 micrograms a day was the figure for copper, okay?
Where Again. Do you get the silver gel, the one that's used for your skin lesions and all that stuff?
Where do we get it? We make it.
Okay.
We manufacture everything. Everything that has our brand on it, we manufacture.
Right, but where can we buy it?
Oh, Amazon or through through.
No. Whoa, stop. You buy it through the website.
There you go.
By going to the protocol page, and then you click on their products, and it takes you to a page where you automatically get discounts. So
exactly.
I would suggest doing it that way.
Yeah. It's
going to be a lot cheaper than going to Amazon. Anything you want, you go through the website, click on the picture, Natural Immunogenics goes there, direct page, automatically locks you into whatever discounts we've arranged for all of you.
Okay.
Amen.
That would be the cheapest way to get it.
Yeah, we're very loyal to you guys.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Norma, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Yolanta, good morning. I'm glad you finally got here. Do you have any questions for Mr. Seth Quinto from Natural Immunogenics? Sovereign silver, sovereign copper.
Yes, I want to know, like, if I want to give it to my grandchildren who are ages 12 and 8, how
Absolutely.
Much natural sovereign silver should I give them?
A teaspoon, a half a teaspoon, depends on, you know, it doesn't really have much. All it's going to do is boost them. I've been giving it to my baby since she was baby, and she's now 12 and a half. So I give her a teaspoon of whatever I'm giving her. Held in the mouth for 30 seconds, swallowed away from food, repeat as often as you want to. There is no possible toxicity. All there is benefit.
Okay, do you have to fast to take it then, or?
No, you do not have to fast. Clean mouth. Clean mouth. So you can dose up until 15 minutes before eating. After eating, wait 15 minutes. You can resume dosing.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
All right. All right, Seth. Is there anything you would like to say in closing to the group?
We just appreciate you all. Thank you for being on this journey. Thank you for welcoming us in to join you on this journey. We're more committed than anyone you know. I'm sure you already know that. We appreciate you. God loves you. And amazing things are happening. So just stay very positive in your space. Don't buy into fear. That's what's being sold. You want no part of that unless you do. Because that seems to be the stock and trade of the current, quote-unquote, leadership around the world. But they're all dying.
You know, fear, as I've often said, is the greatest inhibitor.
Yep.
Okay. And I forget actually who said it. Maybe it was Ralph. Said that the antidote to fear is knowledge.
Amen to that.
Okay. So the more you know, the more you're willing to put in the work to learn about the realities of what's happening around this world and country and the governments and big pharma and all of that. The less you're going to fear, because whatever's going to happen, you and I and Seth, we're not going to change it. So just roll with it and enjoy your life. Don't live your life in fear.
Amen.
Seth, I want to say thank you, and on the count of three, I'm going to ask everyone on the call to say thank you. I'm going to let you go. I know how busy you are, but I want everyone else on the call to please stay. One, two, three. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you all. Thank you all. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, too. Thank
you. Bye now.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Seth. All righty. Now, I'm going to turn this recording off. But, no, I'm not going to turn the recording off. Okay. I guess Peter will have a few things to say, and I have a few things to say. Now, I think I'll start, and then I'll let Peter come in and say what he wants to say. I'm not turning this recording off. Seth is more knowledgeable than most anyone I know. He owns a very big company. He has lots and lots of money. He can do a cumulative things that I don't think are necessary, may take longer our way, but for sure, okay, it works. It just takes longer. Everybody's looking for a shortcut. I don't suggest, I took endobenzol. I took, I took it all. I mean, every single thing I tried. Doggy downers, ivermectin. Ivermectin alone will never do anything. You have to know how to put it together with different things to even make it effective. So we're not trying to make it more confusing, because we have a plan that's worked for 15, 16 years. So don't get crazy about certain things you hear that other people do, but they have a lot more resources, a much better understanding, and, you know, it's nice to have unlimited resources. Peter, I'm going to unmute you and get your thoughts.
Just a great call. No, just a good call this morning, though. I don't really have any additional thoughts, except to just encourage everyone. I wouldn't mind taking this out in prayer when you're done, if that's okay.
Well, do you agree with me that I don't think they should all jump and do what he's doing?
Not sure I understand the question. Are we talking about Seth?
Okay.
Or, mm-hmm. Can you repeat the question?
Talking about Seth. talking about the protocol that he is utilizing to eradicate what he claims is his line.
You mean Seth?
Yes, Seth.
Well, I don't know the specifics of his protocol outside of what he mentioned this morning.
Right.
I would just refer to you in terms of whether or not you consider it, you know, in violation of any of your guiding principles. One comes to mind would be mixing protocols. That would be my only concern, but I think you would be the best person.
Well, if you did my protocol and you tried to add the things he did, and I did those things, but again, they didn't work, okay?
I would never want to go against that because he's I think he's a clinician and he has invested a lot in this community and in his company. I would say that we all have different ideas on COVID protocols. The dosing, it can be very delicate when it comes to things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So some of us have different ideas. I imagine you do. I do. Seth does in terms of proper dosing. You have to look at body weight, things like body weight and metabolism, age. So there's a lot to consider. So I would have to know more about what his specific circumstances are to endorse his particular dosing for our community. But again, I would refer to you. I think you've been around this protocol long enough to where you would be best qualified to instruct people one-on-one in terms of, whether or not that would fit with what you're trying to accomplish here.
Well, what I'm trying to accomplish is total remission, okay?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I don't believe it can be done, okay,
he mentioned
by missing any protocols.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over. He didn't mention Dr. McCullough, who is he's the head consultant for the wellness company. I'm familiar with him and his work. He's a wonderful clinician. His dosing on ivermectin is a little bit different. He does not feel that it's necessary daily. He believes the same amount, 12 milligrams, but twice a week, and then to pulse it in and out. You know, we've understood the value of pulsing in this community for a number of years. So, again, it's another example of individual clinicians or people in the manufacturing of these wonderful products as to what they think is best suited for individuals. I save those particular products. I keep them in reserve should I get hit with COVID because I want to have something that's going to be effective and not diminish through using it regularly. That's the other thing with Morgellons to consider, folks, is Morgellons, the types of Morgellon structures and bacteria and co-infections, when you act upon them, they will build resistance to whatever you're doing. So it's important to understand that things that we introduce may be effective temporarily or for a specific period of time, and then over time they may lose their effectiveness. That's when you pull them out of play, introduce something else, keep a rotational approach, and that's why Mel has all the things in the protocol he has. And then you can reintroduce those things. But I don't use those personally myself because these powerful drugs, and I think we need to be very careful with them. And, again, I would refer to you, Mel. Well, you're pretty close to people you work with. That would be my opinion.
Well, yeah, if someone has brain fog and makes a mistake on something they heard from someone else, how much damage can they actually do to themselves?
Absolutely.
Nobody does any damage to themselves by working their way through this protocol, okay? And again, it's interesting. We're going to have two people this year that got well in 2 years. Okay, so it's even in these hard times, it's now apparent that it's really doable. All you got to do is read Brian and read Michelle, and I tell you, they'll be out of here before the spring, way before the spring. Maybe Christmas, New Year's, or early January, but certainly by Valentine's Day of next year. These guys are on reverse WPS, which is the way out. Not the way in, not the way up, the way out. Yeah, you remember.
I'm very
all right, everybody. I have no clue what we're going to do next week, but that's okay. The good news is, we got Hump Day Wednesday out by Friday. Hey, there have been some really good emails the last 2 days. So if you do anything, okay, open up the emails from yesterday and today, because really there's so much positivity in them. And you all need that all the time. It's reinforcement. And remember, if you're not keeping a book, you're actually cheating yourselves. Because once you have a book to go back on, you really hardly ever feel sorry for yourself when you see how far you've actually come. We're back tomorrow with prayer and fellowship and better jokes than we used to have. Okay, so we'll look forward to seeing you all then. Look forward to seeing you all next Saturday. Like I said, I have no clue yet, but I'll be working on it. Anybody really needs to talk, don't hang up. Sonny, you're going to stay. I got to go over something with you. Everybody else, have a great day, and I hope you got a good bunch of information today. Bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Hey, Mel.